Hello and welcome to another You May or May Not Like It. I am just sitting here. My name is Scott. You can find me on Twitter at XSourceNX. With Chris, you can find on Twitter at SkateXEdge. And Mike, you can find on Twitter at ReviewAndRoast. Today, these two nerds are going to be talking to you about Star Wars Rebels, the cartoon on the one of the Disney channels.
Disney XD?
Yeah.
XD?
And, yeah. I don't have cable. I haven't seen it. So they're both caught up on the latest season. So they're going to run down that for you and then possibly go into the earlier seasons as well. So
maybe, probably.
Yeah, have some Star Wars fun with these two nerds.
All right. Oh, so you want me to start it up. All right. So, Star Wars Rebels Season 4 premiered 2 weeks ago now.
I've seen the first four episodes. Is the fifth one out yet or not?
No, that's tomorrow. But if anyone recalls, Season 3 ending. Actually, you know what? That's something I want to discuss.
Well, hang on. Before we even get started on that, let's just recap real quick. If you're a fan of the current Star Wars and everything that's going on and all the extended universe that's been going on for the last 30 years or so, well, at this point, 40 years, to be honest, they changed when they came out with the prequels 10 years ago now or more. They basically did away with all the auxiliary canon. So everything that was written, all the novels written that I read as a teenager, were all basically thrown in the garbage. Then when The Force Awakens came out, they they took that to a whole new level by completely changing everything, i.e. like children's names, how many kids Han and Leia have, and all that good stuff. Now the cartoons, Clone Wars and Star Wars Rebels, are officially part of the Star Wars universe that you'll see, like, in the movies.
Right.
So that's basically a quick recap for the people that don't really know. So if you're looking to know what's going on in the Star Wars universe and you used to read the comics or the books or what have you, you know, a Star Wars Christmas, I think that's canon, actually. But anyways,
Well, if you watch Rogue One again, you'll see the ghost is it in there? Yeah.
Is it really?
God. Fuck yeah, it is. Bless it. I saw it when we were in the movies. I'm like, oh, there's the ghost.
Now I got to go back.
So, yeah, Mike's right. They've actually tied that Rebels into their canon. So Everything that's happened with, you know, episodes 4, 5, and, you know.
Right. So Clone Wars happened during the prequels, and now Rebels is what happened a few years past the prequels. Probably about 10 to 15.
Right. It's even allegedly. Still it's even still before Rogue One.
Correct. It's definitely before Rogue One, definitely before A New Hope. And it is part of the Star Wars universe. It has characters you know, characters you don't know, and characters you would have known from Clone Wars. Actually, a decent amount from Clone Wars, which is actually pretty cool.
Which I feel they're going to actually tie into Rogue One, because if you... The last episode of Rebels, which was in Episode 4, and they found that big, huge crystal.
Right, yeah.
And they're like, I wonder what the Empire is doing. And I'm going, fucking Death Star. Death Star. So they, Death Star, 100% Death Star.
So it's basically, if you saw Rogue One, you'd know that they were harvesting kyber crystals from Jedha. And that was to... No, that wasn't Rogue One. Was it? Yeah, it was. Yeah, that's Rogue One.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm backwards on myself. I'm thinking The Force Awakens for some reason. So, yeah, they were harvesting the kyber crystals from Jedha to power the Death Star. Like, that's basically...
Well, they haven't said, but I mean, If you're a Star Wars dork...
Right, so in this, they've found a giant kyber crystal, which is pretty interesting. So, anyways, you can get back to your past season's recaps real quick.
Well... The thing I wanted to mention was, at the end of Season 3 to the start of Season 4, I even feel like there's still, like, a gap in between those.
I think the biggest gap was at 2 to 3 when... See, and what's happened in this series, which is cooler than most, is they actually grew up the child character. So,
right.
Remember, I think the end of season two, Ezra was still long haired, short, and then in season three, I think it was season three, he got a haircut, and he's a teenager now.
Yeah, Kanan told him to clean up his act or
shape up or ship out.
Yeah,
basically. So yeah, I'm definitely sure that this is all gonna tie in pretty close to, let's call it Rogue One, or the original trilogy, but I'm not sure where. And this is the final
season yeah.
is what they've said.
And that guy so actually does a bang of a job tying everything that's happened prior to that in with this.
Right. And if you're a fan of...
and events that you can tell that would lead up to, Empire.
Yeah, everything's sort of falling into place right now as you would have... Maybe not as you would have thought it, but as you would expect, all leading up to basically A New Hope at some point in time. We just don't know when or where that's going to be.
All right. So. And the funny thing is, my son was watching it, so I started DVRing it for him, and then I'm sitting there watching it with him. I'm like, man, this show actually kicks ass.
I know. And I had been meaning, because ever since I found out that it's the actual canon, I'm like, well, if I'm going to be a true Star Wars guy, I need to know what's going on. I can't not watch it. I wouldn't know anything.
If you're a Star Wars nerd and you consider yourself one,
right,
and you're not watching this show, then you're actually not one.
And to be honest, it's actually very good. Clone Wars I thought was really, really good, and some people claim to like it more than Rebels, but I think at this point in time in my life, I like Rebels more. It's not really a spoiler, but in Clone Wars you have a lot of Anakin Skywalker. He's become a Jedi. It's that time, but you get a lot of his battles with the dark side.
Right.
And now, obviously, this is after the prequels, so there is a Darth Vader now.
Right.
He's a real dude, and he's in this.
James Earl Jones did the voice for on Rebels.
Yeah. He's pretty good. The way they tie him in, and the way they tie in other characters, you'll get a little Obi-Wan action. You get a little Lando Calrissian. As a matter of fact, one of the main characters, Ezra, who's a young, we can call him a Padawan or Force-sensitive kid that starts to learn the ways of the Force. That's one of his aliases, along with Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah.
So whenever he gets captured by the Empire, he either tells him his name is Jabba the Hutt or Lando Calrissian. So... It's just kind of another one of those things that actually kind of lighten the show up, but remind you that, yeah, there's still characters you know and love are going to be around town here.
And with season four, actually, they're actually spending a lot of time with the Mandalorians, which is actually very cool because...
Right.
Well, the only thing you ever got about them was, Boba Fett's armor, Mandalorian, cool. Right. They're like the Mandalorians are like the Spartans of Greece, they
pretty much
just want to fight.
Yeah, they're just a...
and that's all you ever got about it.
And they have a clan system, so it's all divided up into clans all over the planet. And they actually have... Oh, I can't remember what it's called now. But that the blade.
Oh, the Darksaber.
Darksaber, yeah. Which is...
Like their Excalibur.
Basically like their Excalibur, but it's wielded much like a lightsaber. They don't really go into detail on what it's powered by, only that it's pretty badass.
Yeah.
That's all you really need to know.
And whoever...
And he who wields it, or she who wields it...
Pretty much has the biggest dong.
Yeah. I would word it differently, but yeah, pretty much.
I was trying
Swinging a big stick.
Yeah. So... But yeah, and that's actually one of the things I like about... Season four is they're actually spending a lot of time, kind of, I guess, getting more into the history about them. Because, like I said, the only thing you ever got was, that's Boba Fett's armor, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. There's this
and
planet
I feel...
with the race of people who have this kick-ass armor, and that's about it.
They go into their armor a little bit and the heritage of the armor, and... The season is shaping up to answer a lot of questions, fill in a lot of gaps, because to me, if you recall, the end of Clone Wars was very abrupt. it didn't really close any gaps. You had Yoda going on a trip, basically, if you recall.
It was like a sabbatical.
Yeah, well, he went out because if you remember,
he went out to Dagobah. He's like, I'm just gonna hang out here.
They got word of a way to extend yourself after death, i.e., how they do it in Return of the Jedi at the very end, you know, or
when Palpatine tells him, like, yeah, you know, I've.
Mm-hmm. So he basically goes to this.
Figured out how to cheat death.
Unfortunately, but he, Yoda goes on kind of a spiritual mission to find the answers he's looking for, and believe it or not, actually his arrogance gets in the way because he's so proud of the fact that he's so versed in the Force that it actually holds him back initially, and he had to let go and blah blah blah. But that's what gave them the power then to transcend death. Is it? I don't.
Yeah,
because if you recall, it was Qui-Gon who communicated, and then they sort of all. It was a huge mystery, and they sort of solved that at the end. But that was about it at the end of Clone Wars, which was kind of a letdown because I kind of wanted more of a climax. You know, Ahsoka got excommunicated, then reinitiated, and then she quit anyways, so which put her out of the line of fire for Order 66, so that's great. So you get to catch up with her and Rebels. But other than that, it was kind of a bummer, but half a bummer. I mean, you knew where it was going to end, kind of like the end of Rogue One. You kind of know, like,
mm-hmm.
Shit's probably going down here, you know.
And that's probably where they're going to end with Rebels.
I didn't see these guys in A New Hope, so, you know. Hey, thanks for stopping by, Bail Organa.
Yeah. That's what. Yeah.
Bad news is probably your last movie. So. Hey, I'm going back to Alderaan. No!
Isn't General Antilles in Rebels?
No, yeah, yes. As Wedge and Hobby.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Wedge is in there. I'm thinking of the old gray-haired dude.
Oh,
I forgot his name because he's in Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
He's always hanging out with Mon Mothra.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems
like he wants to get in her pants or
that,
something.
That he's in that one. There's a couple other auxiliary characters like that they sort of show. They had, Ackbar's been in a bunch of episodes. I think he was primarily Clone Wars, so if I'm not mistaken. He hasn't been in Rebels.
I think Ackbar. He has, actually.
Maybe he has.
I think he has. I think they mentioned something about the Mon Calamari.
I know they bring up the fleet and the ships, and it's cool the way they're sort of painting the picture. For anybody that's ever read any novels after the original trilogy, basically.
I want to mention that, too, because I was going to. It's funny you should talk about that.
Why?
Heir to the Empire? You remember that book?
Yeah.
Thrawn's in there.
Yes. And then that's almost to my point, is if you recall the end of Empire.
So where the fuck was his ass during A New Hope?
Well,
Empire and like Return of the Jedi. Was he like?
I think what they're doing is they're showing how sprawling
the universe is. Yeah.
So, you know, Vader's in a few episodes, but he's not in all of them because he's out doing his own thing. We're following the Rebels, i.e., one small specific ship. Band of people. So,
right.
Yeah, we get some Mon Mothma action. We get some of this. We get some of that.
Well, you're getting
but
there's
so much other shit going on. That's why, in my opinion, you know, without spoiling anything, these guys could all be alive and well at the end of season 4, or they can all be dead.
Yeah. Well, yeah, what you're getting with Rebels is the rebellion in its infancy.
Right.
You know, it's like the coming up. You know,
they were just a small little cell, just like Saw Gerrera, just like everybody else. And then Mon Mothma actually they
organizing it.
Her making a statement and actually becoming the organizer that basically brought all the we'll call them you know all the unions together and got everybody in one big room. All right, let's do some stuff.
Yeah,
and then you see that in Rogue One, which should be in close proximity to the end of the season. So this season is actually pretty exciting and should be full of tons of answers for anybody that if you hadn't watched a season of Clone Wars or anything else, I think sitting where I'm sitting right now, watching the first 4 episodes now have aired so far of Rebels, the 4th season, I think you can start that series this week.
Right.
And it would only make you want to go back and watch all the other.
Yeah, that's actually
animated.
You can
literally start it this thing, and I think
you'll be fine.
First episode's gonna you're gonna be like, all right, who's this Zeb guy?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And who's Ezra? And I'm figuring out. But it's, honestly, I think as soon as you see, like, a familiar face in Saw Gerrera, had you seen Rogue One, I think you're into it. And I don't want to put too much on Saw's shoulders, but it was cool to see him. And they have him very near his appearance in Rogue One as well. So it looks like he's going to get some battle this season.
And Forrest Whitaker did, you know, the voice.
Saying? My man's got to lose a foot or something. Remember, doesn't he have a robot foot in Rogue One?
I think so. Yeah, you're right.
I think he's going to go through some shit this season.
I just like how he's a fucking hard ass. My language.
Yeah, he's pretty serious. And he's got a pimped out U-wing.
Yeah.
So be on the lookout for that. We're going to paint one of those on Star Wars tabletop.
But yeah, I mean, Ezra's like, dude, we can't blow this up. And he's like, oh yeah, we can.
Yeah. I don't know if you can tell, but this is happening.
Watch me.
You should probably get on this ship because that thing's blowing up.
We're not going. Peace.
So it was pretty cool. And then he did, Saw is still Saw. So he obviously is untrustworthy, but it's for the betterment of the rebellion, basically.
Right.
He's willing to do the things that nobody else is willing to do in an effort to basically match the Empire's...
Think of him as the Black Ops of the Rebellion.
Right, yeah.
He's like the Green Beret.
Yeah.
He's going to do that stuff that no one's talking about, you know? Like, Mom Arthur's like, yeah, we need you to... I'm not going to say it, but...
We wouldn't want to see this guy ever again, and that.
Yeah,
fine.
We're just, if we don't see him, that's cool.
Right.
Just don't tell us how you do it.
So, all in all, I think that we're in pretty good agreement that so far all these animated series have been pretty good.
Yeah, I mean,
some episodes are obviously going to be.
We could spoil the hell out of it right now, but I guess that would be like,
Yeah, and there's no even real reason to, basically, only to say that as of right now, everything in Star Wars Rebels is leading up to basically Rogue One and or A New Hope. Clone Wars took place during the prequel trilogy, which came out about 10 years ago. And then, so now what I'm saying is, if you wanted to, you can either start season one of Rebels and be perfectly fine. You wouldn't have to watch Clone Wars at all. You might be iffy on a couple of the characters that pop in and out and their significance. Like,
right.
Like Rex, you know, when they go get
Captain Rex
in Rebels.
All right.
You know, he's a staple of the Clone Wars. I mean, he's the main character.
Right.
I mean, the main character that's not a Jedi is Captain Rex.
Right.
Pretty much in Padme. So... it's a huge deal for them to get him in Rebels. That was huge to me. Same with Ahsoka, who is obviously the second most primary character, I would say, or third. I mean, in Clone Wars, it's all about Anakin, Ahsoka, and Obi-Wan. And Padme, I guess you can throw her into it, I guess. But it's mostly about those guys. Ahsoka being one of the primary characters in almost every single episode there is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I think you wouldn't really appreciate her stepping into the Rebels series as well as had you seen her previous.
Right.
You wouldn't know what a big deal it is. And she was Padawan to Anakin Skywalker, who, spoiler alert, is Darth Vader.
If you don't know by now.
Just in case you didn't get that part.
She lived under a rock. There was something else I was going to... Oh, I was going to mention, actually, what would make Rebels even way cooler is if, at the end...
If it was real and not a cartoon?
Besides that, if, like, you know how I said, well, they're alluding to the Empire building this massive weapon. They don't know what it is, but your first instinct would be Death Star. What would make it so cool is if that dude just made it not...
Like, if it was something else?
You're like... At the end of the season, you're like, it's not the... Oh, what?
You know, to be honest, and all bullshitting aside...
Well, because I'm thinking, I'm like...
Realistically, they could just be getting this kyber, these giant kyber crystals for some massive cannon that they don't yet know they're going to even implement into the Death Star. It could just be a Super Star Destroyer mounted cannon or something.
Right, because I was just kind of thinking, I'm like, well, dude, that's kind of a bummer if you're giving it away that it's going right to the Death Star. I mean, that's kind of like a given, but then, like, if he totally throws everything under the bus, you know, throws you under the bus.
I don't think it hurts anything because I think there's still so many different things going on. Again, you have Thrawn, who's actually, he's a fan favorite of the extended universe, and it's crazy that they actually, he's like one of the only characters they're actually brought from extended universe, which is not canon now. So
he's like a General Patton and Douglas MacArthur and Erwin Rommel all mixed into one.
Right. And he's
think Hitler, but without hating of the Jews.
But if you look at all of the novels that came out afterwards, there were so many factions of the Empire, and then they all were like vying for control after the Return of the Jedi, where the Empire, i.e., the Emperor, goes down. So then you still had Thrawn, you still had all these other fleets of Star Destroyers that just didn't happen to be at that battle because they were off, you know, blockading a planet or doing whatever, or just too far away. I mean, you know, so basically they cut the head off the snake. All the books and novels that followed were them dealing with the rest, basically, and all the stuff that ensued, which again is why I still had a huge problem with The Force Awakens, but I didn't love that they completely changed the child ratio to create Ben Solo. You know what I mean?
Right.
There was never a Ben Solo in any of the books or anything. I mean, they could have at least called the kid Jason or Anakin. That's the two male children in all the books of Han and Leia.
So, right.
I mean, but it is what it is now, so we just have to...
Well, did you ever read Dark Empire?
Mm-hmm. I read literally...
I think that's probably the best... The best...
It's been...
After, yeah. Years. The best thing I've ever read that actually... took place after Return of the Jedi, and actually based on the events of A New Hope, Empire, Return of the Jedi, you see that all reflected in Dark Empire. Like, Luke is like a total hermit, loner, hard ass.
Mm-hmm.
Comes out, this AT-AT's like right in front of him, and he's like, fuck this.
Yeah.
There's been like, so snaps many... his fingers and the damn thing crumples.
Everyone forgets, Luke really did, in the novels, become like the most powerful being that ever
he's like happened. He's like a jaded old dude.
Yeah, he literally through a lot of those novels, I mean, there was a ton of them where, you know, he's so powerful people would literally pee and run away. You know what I mean? There was books that happened. There was books where he was trying his best not to kill anybody and then finally got tired of it and just kills 12 people in like 2.3
It'll be
seconds.
Interesting to see how they include him in there.
Yeah,
Rebels. So
I'm hoping that he is as powerful as he should be, to be honest. I don't know that that's going to be the case, because I don't know if they're focusing so hard on Kylo and Rey being the most powerful two beings now that there are, because that seems to be where they're going with it, with the whole like,
right,
Luke saying, oh, I've never seen such raw
power.
Like, yeah, dude, like, you were the one that had all of that power, like, once you trained yourself. So I don't know, I'm psyched. The Last Jedi's coming out in not too long of a time.
I got confused when I saw that trailer, and he's like, you know, he's talking about that raw power, and he's like, and I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, who the hell is he talking about?
Yeah. So, I think it's going to be pretty good.
And, you know, not to get off track, but like in The Force Awakens, Leia says, I should have had Luke train Ben, which makes me think that he didn't to begin with. But now they're, you know, some people say, well, he did. I'm like, okay, well, like, for what? Like, half a fucking day?
Yeah. I think... maybe,
and then, like,
maybe,
gave up?
Maybe she more... Maybe... I mean, she could have meant a couple of things. Maybe she...
Am I wrong? Like, in The Force Awakens, doesn't she say that? She goes, I should have had Luke... I should have had Luke train him, or...
Maybe she meant sooner or something. I don't remember.
Yeah, maybe it was something like that. I could be getting it wrong. So.
I haven't watched The Force Awakens in a minute. I've been watching Rogue One a lot.
Yeah, I gotta go back. I actually want to go back and watch them both.
I'm definitely gonna watch The Force Awakens probably a couple times before... the next one comes out, just to make sure I got all my T's crossed and I's dotted here.
So. But yeah, I mean, really, to recap, if Star Wars Rebels is actually very good, don't be fooled by the cartoon. Don't be fooled by the fact that it's on Disney.
Honestly, and I was talking to you about it earlier today before we started this. I mean, there's a lot.
I actually told you to check it out.
No, I agree. Well, actually, another guy had mentioned that Clone Wars is good a while back, and I'm like, maybe I'll check that out. And then you mentioned that you were watching Rebels, I think, and I'm like, well, shit, I gotta watch Clone Wars first. Then I'm into it, and now I'm all caught up. And it's taken me a minute, but I'm all caught up, currently awaiting the next episode of Rebels.
That's what I did.
But to
I
get
did
back to my point, binge. You know, even though it is animated, it is done very well. It's written very well. There's a lot of facts and information that you need. If you're a fan of Star Wars or any of the Star Wars board games like we are, we play X-Wing miniatures game.
Oh, yeah.
We play Star Wars Destiny.
Fantasy Flight.
We play other board games that there are, and a lot of what you have there is only the only place you're going to see some of these ships.
They take from Rebels like nobody's business, which is actually cool as hell that they do.
And it was even cooler when I actually started to watch because I got to see some of these other ships. I'm like, oh, shit, there it is. I got that
one. Dude, tell me you didn't like when you're watching season two, you're like, hey, that's a Shadowcaster.
Yeah.
I saw that. I was like, that's awesome. And then I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, crap. They actually have the pilot is one of the pilots in the X-Wing game. Yep. I was like,
yeah. Just like Hera's a pilot for the Ghosts.
Right. They got everybody. They got everybody in X-Wing. They even have Captain Rex. They have Zeb. They got it. Yeah. Like you said, Fantasy Flight takes all that from Rebels and includes it in Destiny, includes it in, you know, an X-Wing.
That makes it more fun and more interesting to watch. And like I was saying earlier, you know, I paint a lot of these ships now too, so it gives you ideas to do stuff.
Fen Rao, the Protectorate Starfighters.
Yeah, all of those ships. I want that big Protectorate. You know, they have that bigger one.
Did they show that in season 4?
Not in season 4. I think it's in season 3 a lot. The big one. Not the regular Starfighter.
They even have the freighter. They even have the freighter from X-Wing that, like, nobody uses.
The transport?
No. I can't remember the name of it.
The YT-2400?
I think so. Yes.
Yeah. I actually.
That's even in there. Music. That's even in Rebels.
Yeah, isn't that the one?
It's
that,
the iron irons.
Yeah, the kid. The kid was flying that one.
Right. Yeah. I forgot his name, but he thought he was hard.
The other general's kid. Yeah.
The Empire pretty much hammered him, and then he came to his senses.
I'm sure he's a pilot. If I pulled the cards out, he probably.
He came to his senses, and then Hera had to.
What did they call themselves? The Iron Squadron.
Iron something Squadron, and you know he thought he was a hard ass and.
No, I actually like that chip. It's got some stuff. So
it comes with Lando.
All in all, I think that this is a series you need to check out if you're into Star Wars in any way, shape, or form. And again, it ties in to everything that's going on currently in the new movies coming out. I think you could start the fourth season if you just wanted to whet your whistle and see if it's something that you can get into and then go back and catch up as this season's going on, to be honest, because what's the difference?
Yeah, I think the fact that like Rogue One actually had the Ghost in it, the fact that Fantasy Flight takes blindly from there, not that that's not a bad thing, it's a good thing. I think that just kind of credits the writer and the show of like how much or how serious they are in including it in Star Wars lore and, you know, and making it part of canon. And the fact that writer, actually, like I said, you could see, like, everything that's taking place in Rebels, you could see how the repercussions are going to unfold in 4, 5, and 6. It's not hard to see.
I think they're going to tie in pretty nicely. I'm eager to see which way they go, though, because there's a couple things they can do. So who knows? You know, it's all open-ended at this point. They could
destroy all these characters, or they could have them off somewhere else when all this goes down, and that would leave them to be, I mean, like I was telling you earlier too, I mean, we could see one of these characters in an upcoming movie that's pretty awesome. So I think there's a lot they can do with it, and I think they're going to continue, and who knows, they might come up with another animated series that happens after Return of the Jedi. I would be shocked if they didn't once they're done with this season.
Oh, and just so you know,
because then they can bring Thrawn back too.
Right, Kanan and Hera are actually together. I just wanted to throw that in there.
I don't think anybody cares. Nobody knows what we're talking about.
Did you know that?
I figured it.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't like watch them through a peephole like you, you creeper.
No. No, when I was watching the. You know, when I was binge watching, you know, seasons 1, 2, you know, 1 and 2, and
you watch it, the writing's on the wall.
Well, and she's like saying, "Just come back, my love," and I'm like, did I catch that right? I'm like, my love.
There's a couple times where they hold a glance.
Yeah, they don't have them making out.
Hey,
this is the part that will have to be edited out. I think Mike just realized that he left the dog. For way too long.
Hey, you gotta mark that. She was literally walking like this. Like,
oh, she had to go?
I didn't want to find out the hard part. Jesus. Well, this will be right at the end anyways.
Yeah.
So let's just give a number. I'm good with that. 1 to 10, what would you give it? Now, are we going season 5? I'd say we go the series up until date. Hit me with it.
9.5?
That's pretty good. I was thinking about a 9. I'm going to stick with a 9.
I was almost going to say 10.
There is no such thing as a 10.
It's good, though.
No, it's fantastic, really. Yeah. I'm eager to see how much they use with Thrawn in this season and how much Vader's in this season, and will the two meet? I'm interested in that as well.
Yeah.
So I think that would be...
Because Thrawn's just a cold, calculating bastard. He just does not give a...
Anyone that knew him from any novels or anything else... He's as good as it's cracked up to be, so... So yeah, overall, that is it. Scott is back to exodus the show. Yeah.
He is.
There he is.
I figured you guys could do that.
There he is.
All right, yay. So that was Star Wars Rebels with the two resident Star Wars dorks. As always, you can find
all of... Says the guy with the Darth Vader doll on his...
it's not a doll, it's Legos. I built it, I'm an engineer.
Yeah.
And the Star Wars Battlefront poster right behind
him. Yeah, literally behind his head.
It's not that...
Let's make it clear. You just haven't seen this episode, this series. That's the only reason.
I also haven't read all the books like you guys.
Well, yeah, but these aren't the books. These are a separate thing. Only one character comes through.
Right, so you guys are the ones that wasted your lives.
If you saw, I think you would.
Shit's cold blooded.
I think you'd be like, yeah, dude, you guys were right.
I got them the first season of Rebels. It's on our Amazon. So I'm
why are you gonna say it like that?
It. It's ours. Kind of a unit.
Anywho,
unit.
You can listen to all of our other shows at comicroast.com. You can find all of our written reviews, probably not for this show.
Which I got kicked off of.
At reviewingroast.com. You can find me on the Twitter at xorsonx. You can find Chris at skatexedge. You can find Mike at reviewingroast. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/reviewingroast.
And go to Star Wars Tabletop on Instagram if you want to see the games we were talking about playing.
And right. All the ships that Mike has painted pink.
Right.
There's a couple pink ones.
And... that's going to be the conclusion of the show. So until next time, live long and prosper. Aww.